And I think what these people have done, and you know as well as I do that I offer contrition for my role in this infighting. But what these people have done is they've developed this grudge, and they are just going to grind it out until there's no UKIP left, quite frankly.
And you're basically accusing members of the National Executive Committee of doing that. Do you think they have tried to exclude Stephen Wolfe from this forthcoming leadership election? He's recognised that and thought, okay, sod you.
No, I'm not actually charging members of the National Executive Committee with this bullying of Stephen. I think it's other people in the party.
Well, who are you? Actually, who are you charging with that then?
Well, that I will deal with privately, Ian, because I.
All right. Well, what kind of people? I mean, you need to tell us sort of roughly where they're from, even if you don't name them.
Well, there is an opposite wing of the party, as you well know. I won't be drawn into names.
So you're basically Douglas Carswell, Suzanne Evans. That's who you're fingering.
I'm not fingering anyone, Ian. But the point of this is, you know, these people, you have to deal with these issues in private. You know, to have this thing playing out in public looks so bad for the party, and it's not where the party should go. Even I, somebody who is so anti the other side of the party, I am not going to settle my differences with these people in public anymore. That is unacceptable. Where we see ourselves now has come about because of this public infighting. Somebody needs to draw a line under it, and I intend to be that person.
Well, I see from the bookies, you and Paul Nuttall seem to be the joint favourites. He, I guess, because he was deputy leader under Nigel, would be seen as a unifying candidate. How can you become that unifying candidate?
Well, I've offered an olive branch to all sides of the party. I want everybody to come to me and talk to me and express their grievances to me. If they feel like they are owed an apology for something I've said to them in the past, then I will offer that apology. But right now, it's about the following things.
I think your phone's just going and Suzanne Evans is on the line, Raheem.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Because if you'll offer her my best wishes and you know, tell her that I think the party needs to move together, it'd be great to hear the same.
All right.
From her.
Well, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when you have that conversation with us, Raheem. Thank you.